Tanse, kita tamskat nawaw, nawagumagantik, fan wo distigaso yan, egwa.
Dallas waskat natsigason.
And you're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. We just want to welcome you back on this beautiful Nistogisagaw. And it's been quite a few weeks since we got to join you guys on the show here. For those of you who are new to the Cree Chatter Hour, if you're just tuning in, the Cree Chatter Hour is a show to promote language and of all fluency levels, particularly people who are just starting to learn the language. And I have a lot of fun with this, Egwa. Yeah.
Well, Nista, I just want to say, Katamskat nawaw, nawagumagana, kaya sa spinoma, nawap matuta, Cree Chatter Hour. We just want to say, nimiwait no, maipitagote, kakyo. We want to thank, it's nice to see all of you here today at the Cree Chatter Hour.
Yeah, it's been quite a few weeks here before Nina Pim. You know, at first, well, let's catch up a little bit though. We went down to Puatzamuin, Egwa, down there in New Mexico. We went to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Shout out to everybody who came, say hi. And it's always cool when we get to travel and people say that they listen to our show, even way out there.
Why, yo. And to get that kind of support, na wigima gan from everybody, it is mi awesome. Kitapuam. I said like three different kind of thank you. So yeah, so it is a really exciting thing that people come out and share, how we inspire them in a way that encourages them to learn the Nehiyo language.
Yeah, you go down there, specifically the Dene people, they have a really good grip on their language. Like you hear a lot of people speaking Dene down there, and it's a little bit different than like the Dene up here, but I guess the similarities are really, really close
for the language, for the Dene language, right? Yes, that's a really good language and it's a really good dialect. We fortunately had the opportunity to see a lot of Dene communities for the first
Why
time.
Why are you talking like a counselor now?
Besides, I got this counselor voice in mind now. I'm just prepared to
a little bit. Let's jump a little bit ahead. On our way down there, Dallas actually, we got the news that he got voted in to be in leadership of Aiksegegan. So if you tuned into our last episode, you heard us talking about that. But congrats to Ninapim here for being a leader in his community.
In the community.
That's why if you hear him toning it down, that's probably why.
Yeah. No, you know what? Right away, we put sa CMAC. We had these big business meetings with our colleagues, right? So I had to, I took that, what you had told me in the Wigimagan to talk slow, take my time and just be myself. So sorry if I have counselor mode. It's been a whirlwind.
It's been 2 weeks?
I'll say two weeks
he's been in leadership. But it's I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your community. Me and my kids, we're registered in Onichikskoponik, so we're under Sad Lake leadership. So it's nice to watch you. speaking of that, though, our travel down there, we were blessed. Our group, I remember the very first year that Creek and Feds went there. I wasn't even a part of the group yet, but that's when me and you started talking. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was back in 2007, I want to say. 2008.
Uh-huh.
Creek and Feds, that was the first time they went there, and it's 2023.
15 years.
And we walked away with the Northern, world-class Northern Singing Championship.
Yeah, no, and very thankful. And not only that, Nawigmagan and Nawagumaganak, my Nawigmagan Fawn, she won back-to-back world-class singing, backup singing champion.
Ah, that's cool, though. I think, when we go there, especially with our group, I just try my best to sing good for the whole of the group. And that's a bonus because I got to say, out of all the Northern backup groups there, they had some really awesome backup singers like Blackstone, that one group from around South Dakota. What are they called again?
Not too sure.
They weren't in our group, though, but those girls, I believe they're sisters. There's like two or three of them. Really awesome.
Oh, Fort Peck Sioux, I think.
Fort Peck Sioux. Yes. Yeah, man, they were really awesome as well. But another mention I got to mention is War Paint's backup singers. Actually, all the backup singers. I think backup singers, Honasqua Hamagewak, a lot of the times they don't get the acknowledgement that I think they deserve. And that's something that I see a shift and changing in Buatsamuin in powwow. And I think that's really good because, you know, our lady singers, our female backup singers, I believe, and this is something you said too, that they bring a lot of life to the groups and the music. And I think it's really awesome to see them being acknowledged.
No, absolutely, Nawig Magan. I know we had made that decision back in 2012 to really focus on our backup singing. And a good friend of mine named Kevin Surrett mentioned how important their backup singer at the time was to them.
And she was one of my idols. I idolized two backup singers when I first started, and that was Kit Largo and Delia Waskowicz.
Yep. So, and then, you know, he talked about Fawn. This is 2012. And in talking to me as a lead singer, he said, maybe it's time I put I put everything into you as a backup singer. Mm-hmm. And, see where it goes from there. So, and that's what I did. And I'm thankful it went that way because I really discovered the sound of how important a woman backup singer is to a drum group. They really bring life to songs.
I think I'm fortunate as a Unasqua Hamageo to be a part of a group that has really taken care of me. But with that being said, I know I had a lot of learning to do on my way there. Because when I first started, I didn't know how to backup sing.
Yep.
I didn't know how to sing backup. Like, I knew how to sing, but I didn't know how to sing, like, backup singing. Actually, it was my younger sister Raven and Martha Deschamps were the very first ones to ever make me backup sing. And it's because they were in a contest at Loon Lake and they had a third lady and that lady had to leave. And so they were able to, they got the permission to replace the lady and they asked me and I was like, I don't even know how to backup sing. And so I stood by those ladies and still to this day, they're some of my favorite backup singers.
Hey, go ahead, tell them how much of a boss I am towards the backup singing, and you in particular, you have a job to do as well as being a backup singer, right?
What do you
right?
mean a boss?
So Fawn she has to learn the songs. Every song we learn, she has to learn them properly. We really take initiative of how she sings, her tone, and how she sings with us. Another thing, too, that is required of our backup singer, because, you know, she has to be there for every roll call, and she can't miss roll call, right?
I can't miss any songs either.
Yeah, no songs are missed.
You're just as much as part of the group. That's what they expect of me, and that's what I try to do for all of our Onagamuwak, our singers at our group.
Creek Confederation.
That was our weekend, though. We went to gatherings. That was our first time we had to bring our Awasis Suk, our Nitoa Sim Suk, because, oh my gosh, ever since the pandemic, our little girl, who's 3 years old now, she's going to be four next month.
Honey, you said the magic word. What? Ever since the round dance night.
Anyways, she's going to be four next month. She has not traveled that far with us. We've been to powwows, but nothing, not that far. And this was our first time with all three of our kids going that far. And let me tell you, I might have a couple of gray hairs because of that.
I was kind of pulling a Homer Simpson there a few times with
ready to pull out the melatonin.
With my gicosis, holy gicosis.
Bust out the melatonin.
Holy smokes, man. But
it sure does. And then it really, my hats go off to all of the powwow parents out there because, man, my parents did that with four kids. And we didn't have things like the internet. Like, my kids had Wi-Fi all the way down there. We didn't have DVD players. We didn't have phones or cool tablets or anything. You just had to sit there and listen to whatever the parents were listening to on the radio. And we didn't even have AC.
So I'm going to translate everything she just mentioned into one word. Aiman.
It was the
Aiman.
It was Aiman.
I want another word. Tamagi. No, you know, holy man. So no, it was a learning thing that we did together as parents, and we found ways and we managed to find ways to entertain our awasak, right? So, but the times when it was quiet and we had time to think and talk to one another. We always mentioned that there is no other place we'd want to be than with our kids, mm-hmm. driving, going to a Batsimuin, especially Gathering of Nations, because now all our kids have walked, you know, in the path that we walked as parents, right, to our first son, Alex. Now all our kids have been to Gathering of Nations.
Yeah, actually, our son hasn't been there. Our oldest is going to be, actually, this coming Friday, he's going to turn 13, and he hasn't been there since he was 11 months.
Yeah.
So it's been about a good 12 years since Alex has been there, and it was nice. We have a lot of good memories at that powwow. I know a lot of people have their own opinions and differences about the powwow, but we've shared a lot of memories at the powwow, like when you asked me to marry you, or the first time I ever won a hand drum, like a big hand drum contest was there. And we had so many good memories at that powwow.
And really, that we're so fortunate after all these years in the Wiegamugan to actually walk away winning Gathering of Nations. It's like any other person. No, Nagamawinowak. That's what we want to do. We want to win Gathering. But I made mention when we did win, not knowing we were going to win, I made sure that we were respectful to the other groups that didn't place.
Because we know how that feels. Yep, we know, exactly.
We know how that feels.
We know
not
how
the place.
It feels not the place. And also, I know everybody can celebrate in their own way, but I think it's really important to stay humble and respectful of everybody. And I thought that I couldn't even, honestly, when they were announcing second place, I had no idea what was going to happen. I was just thinking, oh, is this going to be another year where it's a long drive home, but it wasn't. Another good memory of mine there was I ran for Miss Indian World Guyas back when I was 17. I won't say how long ago that is, but I was 17 when I ran there.
That was in 2006.
No, it wasn't. Close, but it wasn't.
Holy man, yeah.
I was super shy. You know, a lot of I'm still friends with a lot of the girls that I ran with, and a lot of them remember me being super shy and quiet, and now, you know, I'm able to speak, and I sing, and I do recordings. Actually, my talent there, I sang a Beatsy song. I sang around that song.
Yeah, for the talent show.
Mm-hmm. And I spoke Nihiawewin.
Egoma, was that the same place where they always have it?
That auditorium, that's the place. It was really cool. So I have a lot of really good memories there. A lot of good memories. But this year we had a special for our late bro, Nathan Pelly, and it went really smooth, and I'm glad everything. You know what? We were only supposed to do 10 or 12 spots.
Yep.
And then Dallas is like, okay, we'll open it to 15. Boy, we ended up with 20 singers, which was good, though, because everything went smooth. A lot of really awesome singers came out, and we had people from all over enter that, and it was really good.
It was good in a way, but it took 2 hours to complete our special, and then it was kind of tough for our judges to sit there.
But you know, when you go to that powwow, it's expected, because it's everything's like boom, 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 you know.
But even us being we're going to be part of the committee now from here on in.
We're going to be running the hand drum contest from now on, so you guys look for something new next year. It would be cool again to see groups, or maybe do a one male, one female kind of group thing,
three
or
man,
something.
Maybe three man.
We did three man last year, but you know, anything. But that's, keep your eyes peeled, because we're gonna be running the hand drum contest now.
So yeah, you know what? Gathering had a lot of good memories. We're really thankful. Can I scoop now? You know, say mantu, nutawi nan, mamu utawi mau. You know, all of the good blessings that we had going there. Our expectations was just to go do something good for our late brother, for sure. And I'm glad that all came together with his family. Egwa kia no, egwa ni nan, right?
So even my sister Raven hasn't been down in the U.S. since 2017.
Yep.
Now she has her baby girl, our niece Raylan, and she made the trip down with, you know, my mom and my grandma was there. My best friend was there, Alicia. She also knew our bro really well. It was really nice for everything to visit again. That's a lot of the times, that's the only place where we could see some of our adopted Nawagumagan. And I really like going there.
It was so good for my sister-in-law that she still hasn't returned back from gatherings.
hopefully this week. I phone almost every day.
Yeah,
no. Where are you guys so we can drop our kids off?
But
just kidding.
I think what we should do too is maybe we'll post. This is the funny thing, and we're going to be honest with Kiowa. Our trophy didn't even make it home. I say me
don't tell everybody about that.
No, well, no, that's I
the
wanted
trophy
to post
did, the
pictures.
Trophy. Yeah, the trophy didn't travel back with us. I won't name who it came back with.
Dana.
But it came back in a couple of pieces.
I know.
It's going to get fixed, though. Yeah. I was like, oh, man. I was like, the one time. Like, you've been going there for 15 years, and the one time we get one of those cool trophies, it doesn't come back in one piece. But that's for another day, and that's another story. That story still hasn't played out, but we are getting it fixed. Thank goodness. You know, you get to go to Frog Lake every day because you found somebody who fixes those trophies.
Yes, who fixes trophies personally. So that's going to be exciting to do that. It's interesting how everything works out the way it works out.
But stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.